The healthcare detective, Frank Lally, has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us when he can. And hi, Frank. How are you? What was your latest adventure in the world of... of health?
Well, in retrospect, it's kind of an amusing experience, but I'll tell you, when it was happening, it was exasperating. And this has just so happened to me, and it just in the last week, I had to fill a few prescriptions. And once again in my life, it sort of just reminded me that pharmacists can really be your friend. They can be terrific, or frankly, they can be a pain in the butt. So, and it sort of, in a way, falls back on us, the consumer, because to get the best service, you just have to take control with your pharmacist. If you say nothing, the pharmacist, literally by law, will say nothing and simply fill your prescription as written, no matter what it's going to cost. It's just as the doctor has written. And doctors don't usually fully understand the cost of the prescriptions they write or the dosage they ask for. So you're in the hands of a pharmacist, but you've got to ask for help. You've got to say to the pharmacist, hey, look, I need your help here, not just fill this prescription, but, can you help me find the best deal? Now, if you say that, then they should do all they can for you. Now, if you say that, help me, and the pharmacist doesn't, then you've demanded better service. And if you're getting nowhere, vote with your feet. Walk on out of that store and find friendlier people, and this is in my experience, like the teams running the Sharon and Salisbury pharmacies. They've been terrific every time I've dealt with them. Anyway, look, here's what happened to me. I don't know if you have hay fever, Jill, but it's been a terrible season.
It's so been very, New York... very allergy, very, very bad allergies.
Yeah, this is the worst I can remember in years. So my New York City eye doctor, he's pretty good. So he gave me a prescription for Pantenol, and that's a brand name eye drop, and it really relieves my red and itchy eyes. Ugh. So, but I'm the healthcare detective, so, I check out the prices. So I checked out the prices online. There's a site called GoodRx. That tracks the prices of all the drugs nationally, and then it offers coupons often for up to 80% off if you're paying cash, but it'll also tell you what the Medicare price is going to be. So looked on the site, showed that my New York City CVS right around the corner wanted $65 for Pantenol. But my nearby Duane Reade was asking $45, so save $20. So I asked Duane Reade, and you have every right to do this. I called up Duane Reade, asked them to transfer my prescription from CVS. Took a day, but no big deal. You can do this. And Jill, what do you think happened next?
I'm scared because I'm scared. I don't know. Did they transferred it and then they lost it? Or did they fill it?
No. Duane Reade did a good job.
Okay,
this is the good part of the story.
Okay, so then you tried to get it transferred up here.
No, I just went over to Duane Reade, right, to pick up my Pantenol, and the pharmacist said, hey, we can do better.
Oh,
your
really?
Your doctor should have prescribed the generic. And then, listen to this, he called my doctor while I was waiting. And then he handed me the generic for $40. So I saved a couple of bucks, got a prescription that was every bit as good as my Pantenol. Now, my luck turned when we came up to...
Yeah. All right, before you tell that story, wait.
Headed, right?
Wait, before we talk about how your luck, fortune, it's a dubious thing. But before we talk about that, just remind everybody, because this is very much in your book, that, and you just alluded to it a second ago, that doctors don't always focus on the fact that X dose or X generic is going to be more financially viable. So
they almost never. They right. almost never pay attention to price, and they're often really surprised by the prices when you call them back up and say, "Hey, you know, if you change that the dosage just a little bit, I'd save, you know, 30, 40, 50 bucks." So you have to you and your pharmacist are the best ones to figure out what the best deal is. So, okay, so we happily come up, and I'm looking to get a 30-day supply of my painkiller, which is called Lyrica, from the Millerton CVS. And they tell me that, your Lyrica is going to cost you around $280 for 1 month. Now, Jill, I've never paid more than $60 for that medicine. I've taken it for years because it controls the shooting pains from my chronic neuropathy. But the clerk at the CVS couldn't explain this change in price at all, had no clue. So I call my Medicare Part D insurer, and I learned that I'd slipped into the dreaded Medicare
donut hole. Ooh, we should have theme. We should have donut hole theme. Da-da!
Oh, this is bad. Yeah, you see a little. Blah, 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 blah. Now, look, Obama's Affordable Care Act is closing the donut hole little by little each year, but obviously it's not closing it fast enough, certainly not for me. So under the donut hole 2018, after the sick and vulnerable and their insurers run up $3,500 in combined drug costs, that's a lot of drugs. Only sick people take that much drugs. The insurers at that point get to charge those patients 35% of the cost of pricey brand name drugs like Lyrica, rather than the usual low copay. And worse, Pfizer, the maker, is jacking up the price of its Lyrica to over $2,000 a month cash price to get as much money as possible before a generic for Lyrica hits the market next year. So a generic may be out there, right? So, Jill, can you imagine the most sickening part of the generic story for Lyrica?
No. No.
Okay. Well, brace yourself. The generic already exists. Huh. It's being sold widely in Canada, United Kingdom, Australia, Germany, all over Europe.
Any place but here?
Not in the good old USA. No approval yet in the USA. So I'm stuck inside the Medicare hellhole at least until January. I've got to pay around $280 for 30 days of Lyrica, or here's the deal, or roughly $260 a month if I order a 3 month supply. So 3 month supply saves me $60. So look, you know, $60 is $60.
Right.
I asked my doctor to prescribe 3 months of Lyrica at the Millerton CVS. and this is where the fun really started. When I went to pick up my Lyrica, a CVS clerk with a downturned mouth said she couldn't fill a prescription because my doctor had not included the code. I asked, what code? She said, your doctor will know. I asked if she'd please call my doctor and explain. She said, the doctor must call them. So I went home. I called my doctor. I explained the problem. He said he'd handle it right away. The next day, I returned to the CVS. The clerk said my doctor still hadn't sent the code. Now, I picked up my phone. I demanded the pharmacist's direct number. I called my doctor from my cell phone and watched Dave, the pharmacist, take the call. Finally, Dave comes over to the counter. He told me, okay, your Lyrica will be ready in 2 days, and that turned out to be Thursday. So on Thursday, I called and confirmed, yeah, no problem, your medicine's right here. I drove over. Guess what happened next, Jill?
It wasn't there. You had to call again.
Oh, it's better than that, Jill. The clerk said she only had a 30-day supply of Lyrica, but she'd be happy to fill the 30-day supply, but only if I got a new prescription with a new code. Now, my experience at other CVS stores, other pharmacies, the pharmacist has given me partial amounts of prescriptions and delivered the rest a day or two later. And I said, hey, well, how about that? The militant CVS flatly refused to do that. So I don't have many choices here. I decided to wait two more days for the 90-day supply. But when I drove over that day, the clerk said, sorry, my doctor hadn't given the code for yet another one of the prescriptions I was trying to get filled. And Jill, I think you're going to find this hard to believe because you know me. I'm a really mild-mannered guy. You know, I let my detective work speak for me. I started yelling. I was yelling really, really loud. And I guess I yelled loud enough in front of the other customers because sooner or later the clerk came over and handed over all of my medicines. Now, which gets me to my point for today. And here's the point. You shouldn't have to yell for your medicine. I mean, not at a dysfunctional CVS or anywhere else. I mean, you can demand better service, and if you don't get the service you deserve, then you should actually just take your business to a helpful store, like I said, like Sharon or Salisbury. And that's where I sit today. I've got this 90-day supply of Lyrica, but I'll tell you honestly, Jill, I've been taking three Lyrica a day for years. I've now cut back to two to make my medicine stretch out another month and try to get me close to the end of the year when I hope this Lyrica from Canada and where else, UK, finally hits the U.S. market. But I'm paying a little price for it because I'm getting some shooting pains in my legs, which I don't have, so I have to ignore that pain. I'm like so many other patients out there who, you know, frankly, have a lot of trouble affording their medicine, even when it's not anything like $280, and they do it what I'm doing. They ration their medicine.
And it doesn't have the full effect. I have a quick question about that. Is there no way, and I don't even know if this is correct or even, yeah. But there's no one you can call in, like, there's no way to get a prescription filled in Canada?
I'll tell you the honest truth, I looked into it. And they will not, the pharmacies I checked in Canada will not sell controlled substance like Lyrica. It's just not, you know, in their formularies, right. It's not available.
Okay.
I could
take a trip to
Toronto. If I had a friend in London or something like that, yep, go around and sort of get me medicine. But, you know, frankly, the other parts of these wonderful U.S. drug laws is that we've made that activity illegal. Right. I know people do it. There are ways around it. You can drive to Canada and so on, and people, or to Mexico. And then people do this, or they take a vacation and come back with medicine. But it's actually illegal.
Yeah.
And therefore, I can't recommend that you do that. There also are counterfeit stuff out there, especially from India, so you don't know if you're really getting the good stuff. I would imagine if you walk into a good Canadian, we go to Toronto or Montreal on a vacation, you walk into a good pharmacy or you have a cooperating doctor, you can get the stuff. But I'm not playing that game. I'm just hoping to get by on two Lyrica a day, have a little bit more pain, but not anything that's really going to stop me from doing anything I want. And then finally get the generic for Lyrica. That's going to be a tremendous help to a lot of patients out there. You see all these commercials for Lyrica on TV now.
Every
they're
hour.
Pumping, they're pumping the sales because right. They've got the price of that drug up to over $2,000. And they're making a lot of money on this thing because they know the game is about to come to an end. It's one of the nasty parts of the drug industry. These companies facing a generic will try to buy the generic maker.
They'll do as much as they can to make the money.
Jack up their prices. Up their prices while they're facing the end of the medicines run.
All right. Now, this is my second favorite topic, but we are out of time. Yeah. So I was going to ask you about that anyway. So perhaps I can get it to be continued. But thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. And of course, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now.